exception of Chair Steele.
Okay. And public comments, I think I can breeze through that one fairly quick. I hear no public comments because we have no public. Draft meeting minutes approved. Approval.
I make a motion to approve.
And I'll second that, and we'll vote on it. Good.
Aye.
And discussion items, rotation of chair and vice chair for the committee.
Typically, on an annual basis, we do this, but it's a voluntary thing, so maybe we should trail this to Chris comes or not. Or
no, I think you always take advantage when a person's out, so Chris will continue to be president or chair, and that's the punishment he gets.
Okay.
That's how it works in service clubs.
Okay. And he's done a fine job so far. Item two, discussion related to the town 20th anniversary.
And this is why we've been working very diligently and hard to come up with some great ideas for the 20th anniversary of the town, which was started in 1998. And Sue's done the bulk work of the work on this, so I'm going to turn it over to Sue to lead you into the fun part of being 20.
Okay, 20. So the first decision that we thought we should make is the logo. So I put a little packet by your table. So this is the logo that we kind of designed together. The green stone is an emerald because for the 20-year anniversary, Director Steele is just walking. Do you want to
take it? Okay. Let's just wait just a moment.
Okay. Is he here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. So to many people, just while he's here, he is. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So we have opened the meeting and gone through, we're sitting now at item D2. I'm sorry, can I just tell him?
Yes.
And since you were absent, I would like to have you remain as chairperson, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, see what the board says.
So we're at D2 right now, and if you could just,
sure.
We'd only gotten one sentence in. So
yeah, we just started. So we're just starting with our planning of the 20th anniversary of the town celebration, and we thought the first thing to determine would be the logo. So I put in, at your packet, the first page there, is the 20 designed with the town logo in the zero. And then the green stone represents an emerald stone. It's a real emerald, too.
Oh, wow.
The green stands for is the color of the 20th anniversary. Okay. So that. Do you like the logo?
It's beautiful. Okay.
Put on my ring.
Yes. There will be a ring. And then the next sheet in on your packet is the town letterhead. So we've taken out the town seal and put in the 20th anniversary logo there. And we also added a line underneath the community services district, noting since the board has achieved the gold level of excellence in governance, we've added the SDLF gold level of governance tagline, so to speak.
That's good. That's great.
Once the 20th anniversary is no longer, we would replace that with the seal and then change the font color to gold.
Okay.
To make the gold level of governance stand out.
Okay, yeah. So this means that this is a one-year run.
Correct.
Okay. What about, I know it's transparency, we did get that award as well.
Yes.
Should that be on there as well? That's a distinguished.
The SDLF gold
that's
level
special.
We're going to put that on there. We're going to keep that on there as long as we retain it.
Okay.
The transparency, though.
Oh,
the transparency.
Transparency is an important one.
But we already have a leadership award that covers that.
Yeah, the leadership award should cover that.
The district of distinction was actually separate, but they don't have a
so the
goal logo.
Goal level that's included in the goal level.
That's what I thought.
No, goal level is separate because that's an achievement that our
the
board.
The entire board has.
Because that's great. That's
maybe
great.
You think about that.
But they don't have a seal for the.
They don't have a seal for that.
They don't.
No.
Okay.
And we made this up
okay.
Because they don't have a seal for it too, but we thought it was a good tagline.
Cool.
And maybe what we're not gonna maybe when we go back to the original logo, maybe we'll think that through about saying, you know, district of
Do you think we have to have
transparency?
Well, you know, I came for 2 years to the meetings, and I was probably one of the most impressive things that I felt was to get a transparency, because transparency is so important. And in politics, you don't ever feel it, so you better post it when you're out.
Is that a certification
now?
It is, yes. In fact, that's what we're recertifying again.
CSDA, right?
SDLF. Through CSDA.
I
know.
Wow. Probably know what it is. I like the idea of being transparent government, definitely.
Okay.
They look great. I love the logos. And
perfect.
I would say we run it to the end of 2019. You know, have those get a good run at it.
Okay.
You know.
Right, and this is going to be shown to this. These items are going to be shown to this committee as well as the
internal
ops committee tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then we'll bring it before upon your recommendation. We'll bring it before the board on the 21st for their approval. It's just we felt it should go through the committees first.
Yeah, this is great.
Perfect. I can't believe we're 20 years. That's awesome. I don't know what the date was, but that's pretty awesome.
July 1.
That's what I thought.
July 1 of 1998.
Yeah.
And you'll have a lot of people, though, that says, 20 years, I've been here 45 years.
Yeah.
We were at Camp John Paradise, don't you remember?
And
the lunch.
And what we were
right now.
Yes.
Oh,
we were a Mac at that time.
Yes. But as a town, do you know the year that this all started?
1998.
Our formation.
No, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. As a community.
I think it was really the late 60s, I think.
1966 was the first written up plans. And in 1968, the build started.
Do you know how you got that history?
From PFO. Is that yours?
No, but I was hoping you saw that written somewhere so that we could.
I have it written.
Your own handwriting?
No, it's just
there's
news press out of Byron. It's just pages of all the information starting from 1968.
We want that.
So this is a connection. Yeah, we're going, well, this is part two of what we're going to talk
awesome.
About.
Okay.
Why that's important.
Okay.
We want that.
There was a lady out here that worked with Amanda Detta when they wrote a couple books about the area, and Amanda's got a lot of the archives from the news articles from when the 60s and 70s. And might be some history buffs out there that could help.
Amanda Detta.
I've got probably 10 or 15 pages of history. So
perfect.
I'll bring it to
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
Great idea. Okay, this is good. And so going into the celebration itself, now that we've kind of done the official logo and the letterhead, Mike has advised that our planning committee keep it simple and manageable. So that's where we're just doing it simple and manageable. We've determined June 23rd would be a good date because July 1 is on the July 4th weekend. And anything right before or right after would be, we'd miss out on people that might still be in town. Yeah. So June 23rd from 11 to 4, it's a Saturday here at the community center.
Is that the day we have a concert here? Oh, we have a big concert in Summer Jam? No?
Not that day.
Okay.
I did check the community or the press network or press.net website to see if there's anything else major going on. There is a Hannah Nicole concert that evening, but that's.
That's awesome.
Okay, so during the day, we kind of put together a semblance of time, but this could change. But from 11 to 4, we would have a community barbecue, free swimming, and a kids' zone with jumpy houses and the face painting and the games. From 12 to 1, we would have presentations and recognition from the town board members and local dignitaries. And then the public would also be invited to bring their lawn chairs and blankets they would like, and then we'll have a movie night following the event that night. So, we were also planning a museum room, which we're kind of thinking the dance room, I guess.
Oh, the wall area? That would be great.
Yeah, and then we would have the old memorabilia. We do have a few items that were in the town boxes of memorabilia now, but we like you have things, and then we thought, I know there's a few people that Virgil knows that would have advertisements and maps and drawings, and then John Kuiper might have obviously he would have the current sale prices or brochures, but he might have something from when they started to, and just to kind of see where
I think
our
I've got
started.
Plans from the 60s for the Bays.
Oh, wow.
I have somebody giving me some
right. So we kind of would decorate up tables and then old street signs the way they were before. They were black and white, I guess.
Put
kind
an
of
old water
maybe
meter
some
out there.
No.
We didn't have water meters. So we'll put a pipe out there.
A pipe?
I got some old 1950s water skis. Should we bring out the wood water skis from the 50s?
Yeah, put them out.
We could find those.
We
could
decorate the room. Yeah.
Oh. I'm one of the first families of our town.
And pictures of you water skiing. Okay. And then, oh, so just so you know what, no, I should probably say. We put out the word to 7 of our vendors, or our vendors who help the town and have helped the town for a number of years, to ask for sponsorships. And so we sent out different levels of sponsorship that they could, you know, try for. One of the levels is for banners to be hung throughout the town. We used to have banners, you know, years ago when Farron was here, that Welcome to Discovery Bay. So it would be the same concept. So on that one page, it kind of gives you a sample, removing the old town seal, well, our regular town seal, to replace it with the anniversary, a little celebratory, you know, statement, and then a sponsor name would be put at the bottom. So since I put this out, we've already had 2 of the companies sponsor the top level. So we are now sold out of our banners. And so we've got over 44.
Would the banners be on the poles, the light poles coming
yes.
down this coming?
Yes.
Well,
and
we're
we've
sold
got
out
16.
At strategic spots, not every light
pole. Not every light pole?
No.
But if we had more sponsors, couldn't we put more up?
Well, we could. The issue is we're, one, keep it simple. 2, some of the light poles we've seen things on before shouldn't have been on those particular light poles. And 3, we want, there's other things that we're wanting our sponsors to pay for, the jumpy thing, the food at the barbecue,
so
things of that nature. So there's, and some other items she's going to tell you about.
Okay. So this is just an example of the banner. It will look much nicer, but it's kind of gives you an idea. Also for recognition, which is another level that the sponsors could choose from, is for the board members, the beginning board members and the current, and possibly in between, depending on how much sponsorship we get, would receive a gold-plated, or gold...
Bell buckle?
Yeah.
No.
Super Bowl ring. A little tack hat, so it's a lapel pin. But, and there's an actual size picture, so it's small, but it looks nice, and he's got the nice plain stone. Yeah. And then down below, that is a similar design, except this is made out of pot metal, or they call it pot metal. So it's just a metal pin with 4 colors on it, no stone. And this could be used as handouts to the community. So that measures a tiny bit bigger because it's just hand painted, or it's painted.
So these very nice lapel pins, very good quality, are only going to go to the existing board members and the ones that started the town. And if they're not, some of them have passed away, but if their spouses come, we'll present them with one. And
is there something you can do for the staff, too?
Well, the staff may get this if there's enough sponsorship for just the staff that's here during 2018.
Yeah.
But then, so this pot metal stuff, you know, you'll get a set, you know, here you go, this is for my special friends kind of thing, but it won't be, these are pretty expensive, won't be these. But...
I wouldn't mind being able to order that logo or this logo like with a baseball on or something. Like it orders something. Like, you know, I got these shirts.
Part B. She's going to get dug about.
Okay. So, and yes, there are other, we were talking about shirts too for the current and previous board members, maybe previous, but I'm not sure on the shirts.
Okay. We've gone back and forth with the shirts. And we're thinking shirts for the shirts for the sponsors, shirts for the board, the existing board members. If there's enough money, shirts for staff, all staff. And then from there, people can buy them if they want.
What about all of our staff that does have uniforms? Shouldn't they have that logo on?
Well, the problem is, that's put a note on that. That's something to talk about because if they're going
to
buy
it anyway,
if we have to reorder and there's already a stocking fee,
or you know, even the community center,
or a emblem fee.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Most of the stuff we do keep a supply on hand. So if we were to
do it, I'd have shirts with it, and then if we ordered new shirts, I'd have shirts with it. So we try to keep an inventory because you have people coming and going.
Right,
all the time. So it's not a lot, but it's something.
The only comment on what you said here that I would say is the board members should pay for it if the staff has to pay, or if the staff doesn't get, we'll pay for it. I just think it's a team.
But it's funny because I told her it was going to be the board members and managers, and I had just told her before we left, you know what, that becomes us and them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. I'll just do the board. So we're thinking we already have enough money to buy everybody's shirt. I don't think it's going to be an issue at all, and we want everybody to have a shirt.
Some sort of treasure or apparel or something.
It's just like that.
Great. So that was it for recognition. There'll be a couple of other little items for our board members for recognition. We'll have the kids' zone area with a couple of jumpy houses and face painting, little games. And then little handout items possibly for the public, the little post-it notepads, maybe a pen with the town name, logo, and type thing. Yeah, along with...
Yeah, and whatever we normally order with logo stuff during that year or year and a half period, we should just switch the logo over for...
Yeah,
and
I think that's a good idea.
Business cards then, and then our email signature, yeah. Our website.
Oh, for sure, the website.
Oh, yeah, the website. It'll be all booted up with this stuff.
That's really great, you guys. This is exciting.
Sue's done a great job, and Mac has been on the committee along with Virgil, so he's done a great job.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
There was one item that, Mike, you were talking that maybe we should discuss about whether alcohol could be brought in by the public.
So one of the things is that we're envisioning here is that people are going to, we're going to start serving hot dogs, of course, and we're looking at the food to be hot dogs and sodas, and then who knows what may build from there through our donors. But this is going to be an all-day event. We're encouraging families to stay and picnic.
It'll be 88 degrees that day. So.
Yes. And picnicking, the swimming pool will be open. We, if it's a large crowd, we're going to go to arm banding and rotating people in and out of the pool. So we've got a plan for that. That's Mac's plan. But the question becomes, if we do expect people to stay all day, do we have an issue if they bring, you know, some beer, their own beer, that kind of stuff, or wine or what have you? And that requires permission of the board. So we bring it before you, and what's your recommendation and thoughts on that?
Does it make a difference if we partner with another group to do that?
Oh, it's bring your own.
Bring your own. Otherwise, we've got to get ABC licenses, and you know, it becomes a bigger to do, and we're trying to kiss.
I don't have a personal problem with it, but it's whatever the board thinks.
The truck. Party that we had, those are they do a very good job at the beer, but that requires not simple.
It requires the permits. The trucks are out making a profit. It's not now a free event to the community. If they, you know, the whole idea is, and that's been mentioned by other people. I mean, that's something we could do, but we're back to just let's just keep it
simple,
and it's about the community. Let's go back in time to where you just came to the park. And you brought picnics, but you had free hot dogs, free sodas, and a swim day, and some simple presentations.
So if we said
advertise it, though.
But if we advertise,
we're advertising.
You're going to advertise.
But I wouldn't say bring your own beer.
No.
Be my own beer.
So if you advertise what's available and don't mention it, some will bring their own beer.
Right.
They'll bring coolers.
Right.
And then what you're saying is just don't worry about it.
Well,
don't advertise.
Technically, they can be cited by the sheriff.
Because
this park is a non-alcoholic park. All it takes is board approval to turn around and say, we will allow beer in the park for that day. In the community center park for
beer
that
wine,
day.
We wouldn't advertise it. We just wouldn't enforce anything.
Right. Then it becomes, you can do it, but we just wouldn't
advertise
it.
And that's simple.
That's simple.
Okay. I think that's fine. I would rather do that. Have a booth with, as they did on the food trucks. But that's not simple. I understand.
And that's sales. We wouldn't. Because the town is not going to pay a sponsor giving away alcohol.
The Lions Club would have to. Some of the organization have to step up and bring that piece to it.
Right.
And that's expensive.
But it takes more. It's simple. So the simple is advertise, we have hot dogs and
pizzas. Bring your cooler.
And if the board approves alcohol, then you don't advertise, but if it shows up, then the police can't.
We might say bring additional picnic supplies, or bring additional picnic, enjoy a day in the park, we supply the hot dog. I don't know how we'll figure it out.
They'll bring
I would
it.
Say just
yeah,
board,
they will bring it.
Board just approves that we're not worrying about whether alcohol's in the park that day.
That's
we
were.
Okay.
We can probably.
Okay, so let's go back then to the. Yes, it's more complex, but if the Chamber of Commerce or the Lions Club took ownership of that, for the beer.
Like just put it over there by the
would
volleyball court?
Would that make
court?
It simple for the
board? Where people could buy beer?
Yeah.
Just by the volleyball court over here.
So what they had was you come up, you buy your tickets, or actually right there, you buy your tickets.
Yeah, like we did. Like
that. And get your
then
resume.
Then
yeah.
We don't have any issues,
yeah.
As long as the board's approved. You know,
approves
that.
Approves it. We would just
but then we don't worry
it.
About it. The Lions Club worries about it, and they know how to do it. And the proceeds then become the Lions Club's issue.
We'll just
we split it, and some of it goes
split.
Back.
Yeah,
split
goes back to the
okay.
That's kind of
technical. Is that what we want to do?
Well, this is what I'm hearing from this committee.
Yeah.
We'll see what the other committee says, and then it'll be for the board to decide.
Yeah,
I think if that's
oh yeah,
what
half the other
do.
Committee right there.
No, no, it's Bob Lead and
no, it's Chris Steele.
It's
for our Parks and Rec?
No.
If that's the other
the
committee you're talking about.
No,
internal.
I was talking internal. About the Internal Ops Committee.
Oh,
because
okay.
This is a 20-year celebration.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Sorry, Chris.
I forgot. I don't get to say what to do at the community center.
Plus, so I would go on record
and
say the recommendation is to let Lions Club do it, bring it. Then you have no ambiguity. It's very clear. And you don't have the complexity.
Yeah.
So let's see what the Internal Ops.
Let's just run into those guys and see if they
well.
Actually, you're the police chief.
Usually, when the little hairs on me saying I can't figure it out why, but there's usually something. So yeah, I'm with you, but things are starting to circulate in my mind. Like, well, if they're allowed to do this, and they can gain some profit out of it, how come now we're going to turn? Now the chamber wants to have the food trucks. We're going to bring in the food trucks because it's not fair to allow the Lions to make money off of this, and we can't make money off our food truck vendors.
The Lions Club would probably just donate the money all back to the Chamber of Commerce, all proceeds.
He's got pull in the Lions Club.
I'm a member too.
There
so,
you go.
But
you're right. And you're right. Then all of a sudden, it gets to a big festival. I'm like, oh my gosh, should we just try to have a celebration?
And I want the focus to be on the town.
Yeah,
not on. I mean.
I'll tell you what, I'll have a big cooler, I'll share.
Which is something to talk about,
that
this may open the door so people can feel and they're being treated unfairly. And what about, what if the community center now, Madison's group wants to now do something to fundraise.
I kind of
feel
like the town should be the spotlight and should control the whole event. And so I like your idea, Bill, but I kind of feel like, again, there's so many people that want. It might distract from the whole purpose, and, you know.
So the hair goes up on my neck when you leave it without a definition. So to let people come in, some are going to say, "Well, I didn't know that." They'll be upset. So just either it's all on or all off, and then it's we're clean. But I like the all on. So see, talk to the Lions about. Yes, there are some problems, but. Nothing you
that'll
can
be
do.
The recommendation from the board or from the committee. That will go before the board.
Yeah, that's fair. No, let's just pray from the committee.
Yeah, that's a recommendation from the committee.
That's our little 2 cents. I like it.
And we're clear on what that recommendation is.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm
yeah,
okay with all or nothing, too. I guess that's fair, too. You know.
All right.
Okay.
Great idea.
Did you need anything
that,
more?
That was pretty much it. That's
yeah.
What I
it's absolutely great. That is beautiful. Thank you very much. Very excited.
Good to hear. Are we going to get those skydivers to land out here?
Beg your pardon?
You got a skydiver or anything coming in? Or
look, this whole thing started out with Circus du Soleil by either I had to call them all this down.
That.
She wanted the whole
thing.
You probably could talk the Patriots into doing a buzz bite.
I probably could.
All you do is just pull that.
We did that on one of the golf tournaments, and it was pretty impressive.
At least hit the sounder.
Yeah, that would be.
What's that?
Can you put
that
the sound
of
the jet?
Contact Patriots to do a drive-by.
If it's not, it might be the weekend of the other night.
Yeah, well, you guys heard that.
They did come, like, on golf, one tournament they came by. And it was awesome.
Because that doesn't involve staff, hiring more staff. It doesn't involve any.
Well, someone will even pilot the jets.
I know.
Part of the issue is that we do this movie night that night. So much of what we do till 4 o'clock, you have to, you know, clean up and facilitate that there's ample room and
probably like 7 or 8 o'clock sunset. It'll be summer then, right?
Yeah, probably mm-hmm. 8 or 9
o'clock. Oh, okay. Yeah, long days
then.
That'll be a fun day. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Good job, Sue. Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
And they've worked, all of them worked very hard on this.
Okay. That's all we have on the agenda.
Yep.
Future discussion. Agenda items.
Probably the progress of the of where we're at on the 20-year celebration. I would think for future
update.
Keep updating.
And we need the recommendation already for the sign system, so we don't have to go back to that for this group. Our digital sign.
You want to give an update on that?
It's not on the agenda, but I will, as a manager, is going to update. We're suffering some delays due to permitting, the clog of permitting at the county, mm-hmm. and we will be giving, we'll have Kelly give an update on that. One of the things we were told is we were going to have to draw elevation plans, and that took us 3 weeks to get that finally struck as a ridiculous requirement. So we're having some hurdles. We've had to tell the sign company, don't send it to us yet.
So, we'll
they're hanging on to it.
So we won't be announcing this on June 28th or June. We won't have our sign up before this event.
Boy, we're looking close.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But we'll, okay, so let's not go too deep into
that's
it.
That's
right.
Thank you.
But for future agenda, let's do an update each meeting from this point on for the 20-year. And brief as it may be, just an update. And let's also do an update for, I recommend that we do an update on the permanent sign. Again, as brief as it may be.
And on the manager's side of this, to give you an update, one sentence is that the website has been updated to reflect that all the water meters in and more information will be coming soon regarding the building when we know what that is.
Okay.
So. All those FAQs that have been on there and all that are stale, all been removed. And we're saying they're all in. Congratulations. More information to come.
Do you have any other agenda? Okay, the only other one is let's put on the website. I think I had mentioned that last meeting on the communications. Let's look at our website, take a quick snapshot of that again. Where are we?
On the statistic part of the analytics?
Yes. Well, just overall, how are we doing? You don't have to answer this one now, but how many people do we have signed up? What can we do to get more participation from the... I talked to different people, and some of them still are not aware it's there. And when I ask them if they've been to the website, yes. Did you notice that little mm-hmm. pop-up? Oh, that little irritating thing?
Yeah, I know.
They clicked off, and they didn't read it. So it's effective, but there's always going to be those that ignore it. So I think just looking and brainstorming some ideas to how to get more people into it so that when we have something, we hit more than 40 or 50.
We have 230, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We're getting there.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want to put it in the water billing. I mean, I'm not sure what else. What the
well,
other methods
let's
are.
Brainstorm. Let's put it on the agenda.
Put it on the
game.
Agenda.
Look at that and...
go ahead with our website data and analysis.
Yeah, let's see where we are. A snapshot of where we are and if we've got a different path that we want to take. Because the website, when you look at the, this is communications committee. What's the forms of communications we have available to us? We have snail mail. We can mail it. Well, we know that when you did the bifold cards, I think you said it was $1,100 or $1,200. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty close. Over 1,000.
Yeah.
For only $3,500. So that's probably the most expensive way, so we try to stay away from that. We have our website, and the problem with the website, the advantage is it's quick, it's easy, it's updated, it's always there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But of the 14,000 residents, a very small percentage really go into it. we can't blame them because they've got their life to worry about. They want us to worry about all the other stuff until something hits them wrong. Okay. We also have the push. I know that's a take away from the website. The push.
So, we'll talk about how we're promoting our website.
And then we have newspaper, and periodically we get something in the press or we get it in the office sometimes. Am I missing anything? Oh, and just us talking to residents.
Yeah.
Verbal.
We have the welcome materials. In fact, that's where we put the, we had talked at the last board meeting about having information on the diapers
yes.
being put in and all
yes.
that, and we asked some form of communication, so we put it in the welcome guide.
Perfect.
It's on the website too.
And we put it on the website. Yes.
So I think with knowing that those are the forms of communications, it makes it easier for the communications team to look at issues that we want to get out and then pick one of those or multiple numbers or all of those and say this is the path we're going to go. So that's kind of where I wanted to go with that on the and the website on the analytics. I want to see what's hidden, and I don't want to take up time. I can see the look on Mike's face right now.
No, I'm okay. No, we're good.
I don't want to add labor to it, but we want to look at automation. How we can do just 4, 5, 6 key things. How many hits we're getting. And if we do something that might improve the hits, then we want to see that progress. That's a discussion.
I'm actually waiting for Lindsay from Digital Deployment to have a webinar. For creating those custom
good.
Reports.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to hear from him.
So that's kind of why I wanted that on next, that new agenda. And we'll just see where we are. It's an update.
Perfect.
All of them are updates. Okay, anybody else with anything else?
Just communicating the governor's budget includes taxes and a water bill.